Welcome to The Leap to Lead, as today we discuss the three game-changing shifts for 2026. Over the years, I've had the privilege of sitting across the table from some extraordinary women. Sometimes it is literally across the table with a cup of tea between us. Sometimes it's through a screen. Sometimes it's in a group setting. Sometimes walking around the park while a conversation unfolds. But the essence of those conversations is always similar. A capable woman arrives with a sense that something in her life or work is ready to evolve. Not because she's failed, but quite the opposite. Most of the women I work with have built impressive lives, careers that span countries and industries, businesses that support families, leadership roles that carry real responsibility. They are thoughtful, hardworking, and deeply committed to doing meaningful work. And yet somewhere along the way, something starts to feel slightly out of alignment. Not dramatically wrong, just ready for a shift. Sometimes it shows up as restlessness. Sometimes it shows up as fatigue. Sometimes it's a quiet voice asking, is there another way to do this? In the early days of my coaching work, I thought every woman's situation was completely unique. And in many ways it is. Every life story is different. But after years of listening carefully, a pattern began to emerge. The women who found the most clarity and momentum, they weren't necessarily the most talented or the most experienced. They were the ones who made three particular shifts, not overnight and not perfectly, but certainly intentionally. Over time, those shifts changed everything. I've been refining this framework behind the scenes for a while now, and today I want to share it with you because it might help you recognize where your next step lies. The first shift is identity. This is the one that often comes as a surprise. When something feels stuck, most people assume they need a new strategy, a better plan, more information. But in my experience, the real shift begins with identity. Who do you believe yourself to be shapes every decision you make? It shapes the opportunities you say yes to, the ones you turn down, the way you show up in conversations, the boundaries you hold, the standards you set for yourself. Many women reach a point where the identity that carried them through the first half of their career or life no longer fits with the second half. The woman who worked tirelessly to prove herself may now crave a more spacious leadership. The woman who said yes to every opportunity may now feel the pull to be far more intentional. The woman who once prioritized stability may now want to prioritize impact. Until that internal shifts happen, every external change feels forced. But when identity evolves, decisions become clearer. One client I worked with had spent years climbing the ladder in a large organization. She was respected and she was successful, but she felt increasingly disconnected from the work itself. When we began working together, I didn't start by rewriting her career plan. We started by asking a deeper question. Who do you want to be in this next chapter? And that question changed the entire direction of her thinking. The second shift is structure. Clarity on its own is powerful, but clarity without structure tends to dissolve under pressure. Life gets busy, demands pile up, old habits creep back in. Structure is what protects the changes you're trying to make. It's the rhythm, systems, and boundaries that allow your clarity to become sustainable. Another client I worked with had a clear vision for the kind of work she wanted to build. But every week she found herself being pulled back into reactive tasks that drained her energy. Together, we redesigned the way her week worked. We created space for the work that mattered most, and we introduced simple systems that allowed her to focus on growth rather than constantly firefighting. Within months, the momentum she had been chasing for years finally began to appear. Not because she was working harder, quite the opposite, but because she was working within a structure that supported the life she wanted to build. And then the third shift is support. This is the one that many high-performing women resist the longest. We are so used to being capable. We are used to solving problems. We are used to carrying the responsibility. So our instinct is often to figure things out on our own. But isolation, it slows growth. And when you're alone in your thinking, it's easy to circle the same questions again and again. Perspective changes that. Proximity to thoughtful people who challenge and encourage you changes that. Intentional spaces where ideas can be explored openly change that. I see it time and time again. When women place themselves in environments where growth is normalized and supported, clarity arrives faster. Confidence strengthens, and decisions that once felt heavy suddenly feel obvious. These three shifts, identity, structure, and support, they're not about quick fixes. They're about building a foundation for the next stage of your life and leadership. This isn't inspiration, it's method. And the women who embrace these shifts often look back months or years later and realize how profoundly things changed once they stopped trying to evolve, solve everything through effort alone. So let me ask you something. Which of these shifts would change the most for you right now? Is it identity, the question of who you're becoming? Is it structure, the systems and rhythms that allow your life and work to function sustainably? Or is it support, the people and spaces that help you see further than you can see alone? You don't have to solve everything today, but noticing where the next shift lies is often the beginning of a very powerful chapter.